You're now in retirement.
Yes.
And how do you spend your time in retirement?
Golly day. Well, let's see. For a while, I did nothing right after my mother died. I was really in mourning for that whole year, so I didn't involve myself in anything. But as that year came to a close, many people began to say, Sarah, you could do this for us. Sarah, you could do that for us. How about joining this and how about joining that? And so I began to join. And my mother had been very active with the sisterhood of the Atascodish, and I felt, well, I could take that little thing up as part of my life. So I joined the sisterhood, and of course they didn't want me to just to sit around being a plain old member, so they involved me in some of the let's say the vice chairman of this and that and the other. So I was involved in the board meetings and so on, and then I took over the management of the Sisterhood Gift Shop, and I have always, well, for about the last 12 years or so, been involved with a recorder playing group. You know what the recorder is, of course. And so I'm involved with that group, who has gone to the place where I was from, my teaching them how to play and what to play, to the place where we are good enough to concertize also. So I'm the director of that group, and a number of times during the year we're in preparation for concerts. We had quite a number of them this year. And at the same time, I'm involved in doing group singing with the senior citizens at the JCC. And I've had a most wonderful relationship with them. At first, I thought I was always involved in doing singing from the perfection standpoint, you know, and teaching harmony and proper singing techniques and so on. And I didn't know how this would work by just singing with older citizens who hadn't used their voices for a long time. So I said I would try it for a couple of weeks and see. But it was such a very pleasant experience that I've been doing it now for several years. So, and they have gotten to the place now where they're able to go out and sing. We do Hebrew and Yiddish and English, and doing it without having to look at papers anymore. And they love me, and I love them. So it's a very, very nice, cordial experience. And the synagogue wanted me to be a member of the Board of Governors. And I was involved with that. Last year I was busy being the secretary of the board for the congregation. And I don't know, I get involved in all kinds of things.
Yeah, and so you're obviously, your life is very busy and very
besides
active.
The Historical Society and the Atascodish Choral Group, which...
So you're still, are you directing that?
No, I'm a member of it. I substitute director when, if they need me for substitute. I play when they need me for substituting for the playing. But most of the time you can find me in the chorus line. So.
You're traveling also?
Yes, I've traveled a lot of places in this world, and I love to do that. I went on the first Jewish music seminar that was ever conducted by the Jewish Agency to Israel, and that was in 1958. And I was there at that time for a little over 5 weeks. And that was a terrific experience. There were people in that group, about 35 people, almost evenly divided of men and women from all over the United States and Canada. And we had sessions and seminars with the great composers and musicians of Israel, besides the literary figures and the dance figures and so on. It was a marvelous experience, that. And I've been since again to Israel 2 years ago. Last fall I went to Russia, and that was a marvelous experience. And a couple of other times that I have been to different countries in Europe and all over the United States. And
so you're still
moving around.
Still moving.
Yes.
I'd like to go back to something we talked about, and I didn't pick up on. We talked about World War II.
Oh yes.
And World War I first, yes. And your family's involvement.
Yes.
Can you recollect your feelings? You were a young girl then.
Yeah, child.
Yes.
A little child, but it was always my father's youngest brother was in that. And his name was Sam, and so it was always whatever we did, we didn't waste our food because it would help to bring Uncle Sam back quicker, and we always waiting for news from Uncle Sam and when he would come back, and the fact that he came back on the big Leviathan ship, you know, with everybody else. The war, what I can remember from all that time was always just, you know, over there.
There weren't many Jewish people involved.
Well, there were quite a number of young men from Wilmington who were involved. I have a couple of my own cousins who were both in the Navy as well as in the Army, and other young men at that time in Wilmington that I remember who were involved, and of course everybody had either one star or two stars that they hung in their windows on the little service flag. And I can remember that my grandmother had the one star hanging, you know, in the window.
World War II.
World War II. Of course, my own brother was in that. And all my friends,
yes.
And all my friends' friends, you know, yeah. Everybody was involved in that. I was very much involved with USO work. I also, at that time, I was quite involved in dramatics, and we would take plays to the various camps, Salisbury, Perry Point, Fort DuPont, and some other ones. We played together with William Frank and Morris Levenberg and a few of the other folks who were also involved in dramatics. And I was involved in a very big all-girl musical show, which I produced. I wrote and staged and did all the musical numbers and the costuming and everything for a show with all the girls in the town at that time who were involved with the JCC and USO and everything else. And it was a marvelous show, and we raised quite a number of hundreds of dollars.
Well, wasn't
as a result
the JCC
of it.
Then?
No, it was the YMHA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Solid at the time was the director.
Can you remember, or do you recall the Jewish involvement?
Every Friday night we would go to the either Dover or the Fort DuPont and bring them services. I sang the services, one lady services, singing part of it, besides the, if it was, whoever was the lay minister for the occasion, and the services for the boys, and then afterwards there was the Onik Shabbat and the dancing, and the refreshments that we helped to serve, and we were involved all over the place, and we also helped to man the USO centers that were in Wilmington. There was one at near Delaware Avenue, near on 11th Street, and we did a lot of things in relation to coming and serving. We also had a little canteen at the Y, and took turns serving or dancing with the fellows and going to the air base, and was quite involved in all those things at that time.
Well, your life obviously has been very involved.
It's been very busy.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
And is there anything in it that makes you wish you had done something one way or the other?
Well, you mean things that I have left out of my life?
Yeah, that, like, you wish you had done, or?
You mean like getting married or something?
No, I'm talking about all your activities that you did.
Well, there, I think I've touched on many kinds of things.
Right.
I've touched on many kinds of things. I've been involved in things that had to do with bringing foods and necessary things to people who were less fortunate than me. That I also was involved in doing the first day camp. I was in charge of the first day for the first 5 or 6 years, single-handedly, you know. And so I can't say that something I wish I would have done more than something else, because,
well,
I've been very involved in lots of things.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're an original women's liber. Because
you've
been able to find a place for yourself. Was there, you mentioned getting married, and since you didn't marry, was there any, in a culture where it was common to marry, was there any conflict?
No, it wasn't conflict. It isn't that I couldn't have been married, because there were great possibilities, which I felt at the time that were not exactly for me. And I have had a very full life. I have been able to fill my life, not just because I wanted to fill it with something, but because I was actively interested in wanting to do the things that I did. And so not substituting one for the other. It was very likely, if I had been married, these things would have come along together with it,
right,
you know.
Right.
But it just so happens that didn't
enter
get to be
into,
a,
yeah.
Yes, that didn't get to be a problem.
Well, I just want to go back for one moment to an incident at the University of Delaware that you remembered.
Oh, yes, I was taking the Bible course with Dr. Seifert. And this comes to mind because I was thinking while I'm talking with you that sometimes I'm hesitating, and there are little spaces in between some of the sentences that I'm talking. Dr. Seifert asked me a question. I don't remember what the question was now, but in my answering the question, I was kind of thinking while I was answering, and I was very hesitant in my phrases. And the dean of women at the time was Dean Robinson, and she had a very unusual way of talking, which was a hesitant kind of speech, and she would a lot of times. And so while I was giving my answer to Dr. Seifert, I also was rather hesitant, thinking of the next word that was coming. And suddenly he stopped me and he said, "Miss Goldstein, are you consciously trying to imitate anyone of authority in this college? And of course, I immediately knew who he was talking about and was ready to slip under the table at the time.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.